In our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again, lovely and hip, cool, and what's happening now? Storytime introduction, lady, you're looking good today. Wow. Well, let's see. Today's story is titled Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane!
He's okay, isn't he? All right, good. Well, let's see here. Oh, I love this story. A doctor, a lawyer, a priest, and 12-year-old little Tommy Tubman. Or was it little Tubby Tubman? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Tommy Tubman. Well, be that as it may. They were all out for a nice recreational Sunday afternoon flight in a small private plane when suddenly the plane developed engine trouble. It's okay, ma'am. They had parachutes. Anyway, in spite of the best efforts of the pilot, the plane started to go down, which isn't exactly where you want a plane to go, but it's going to go if you're having the kind of trouble these guys were having. So finally, the pilot grabbed a parachute and yelled out to the passengers that they'd better jump, and then he bailed out. There he goes. Unfortunately, there were only 3 parachutes remaining. No one knows why, but they were 1 chute short. That's one thing you never want to be, 1 chute short. Sure, 1 short chute is okay, but 1 chute short? Well, shoot. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah, the doctor grabbed 1 chute and said,
I'm a doctor. I save lives, so I must live.
And then he jumped out. Then the lawyer said, hey, I'm a lawyer, and lawyers are the smartest people in the world. I deserve to live. And then he grabbed a chute and jumped. Well, about this time, the priest was looking a little worried, but he looked over at little Tommy Tubman and he said, my son, I've lived a long and full life. You're young and you have your whole life ahead of you. Take the last parachute with my blessing and live in peace. But much to the priest's surprise, little Tommy Tubman handed the parachute right back to the priest and he said,
hey, not to worry, Father. The smartest man in the world just took off with my backpack.
Don't!